জয় শ্রী রাধে। রাধারানীর নাম নিয়ে আমরা
টেকিং রাধারানীজ নেম উই আর কন্টিনিউইং উইথ হিয়ারিং নেক্সট পার্ট অফ ব্রাহ্মর গীতা। রাধারানী ইজ ইন মান, শি ইজ এক্সপিরিয়েন্সিং দ্য হাইস্ট লেভেল অফ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল অ্যাঙ্গার টুয়ার্ডস কৃষ্ণা, অ্যান্ড শি ইজ এক্সপ্রেসিং ইট থ্রু চিত্র জালপা, দিস কাইন্ড অফ স্পিচ অ্যাজ ইফ শি ইজ সিইং পিকচার্স ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ হার সেলফ, অ্যান্ড উই আর হিয়ারিং অ্যাবাউট ইট। হে বাম্বলবি, গো গো ব্যাক ফ্রম ওয়ের ইউ হ্যাভ কাম। Why are you trying to please us? Go back. Go from where you have come. Hey, Bumblebee. We don't want to hear your katha. Why are you again and again coming at my feet and trying to please me? You're speaking the katha of that cheater Krishna to us. Go back. Go back from where you have come. Hey, the one that's drinking honey nectar from the flowers. Hey, bumblebee. You are thinking that why are we wishing to develop relationship with such a person that is cheater, that is giving us distress only? Here, Shrimati Radha Thakurani, she herself, she is thinking, then she is giving questions, and she herself is giving answers to her own questions. Hey, the one that's drinking nectar, the honey of the flowers. As many kind of women as they are in whole creation, from Svarga to earth, all those devis and any other kind of women that are in the whole creation, if any of them sees Krishna, sees him, when they see the dance of his eyebrows, the way how he stands in that threefolded form, when they hear how he plays his flute, if someone hears his flute, this amazingly attractive sound, and have the darshan of his beautiful form, none of them can remain peaceful. So, what to say about us? We don't have any knowledge of Shastra, nor do we have any Vedic knowledge. We are cowherd girls. We are living in this forest of Raj. We don't have any knowledge. So it's natural that we are also attracted towards him, towards Krishna. Don't you see, O Bumblebee? Even the one that is worshipped by all the chaste ladies, the one that's always by the side of Lord Narayan, Lakshmi Devi herself, she came to Vraj, giving up everything Sometimes she is eating, sometimes she is not eating. She is doing so much austerities to gain Krishna. So she is hearing about the glories of his form, of his qualities. And wherever in the dust of Raj, she is seeing the impressions of Krishna's lotus feet, she is worshipping it. Krishna, it means attraction and bliss. First, he is attracting and giving bliss. But then, as you can see in our example, she is putting that person in the greatest distress. We are proof of it. He has told us. Hey Radhe, hey Sakis, I am indebted to you and I will never be able to repay my debt towards you. I am in bliss as I remain indebted towards you. But look, O Bumblebee, this cheater Krishna, how unthankful he is. He brought us out from our houses. We have surrendered over our lives to him. We went to him. And seeing our distress, he is experiencing so much bliss. What is the dharma of your friend Krishna? He is attracting, giving bliss, and then he is throwing his bhakta, his devotee, into the ocean of distress. Shri Radharani is finding faults with Krishna, speaking in this Chitra Jalpa way. Hey Bumblebee, you are thinking, you are thinking that this Krishna became dear to women of Mathura and that now we are jealous. No, not at all. We actually want to tell to these women of Mathura. We want to warn them. That if they get entangled with this cheater Krishna, first being attracted towards him, they will also end in distress as ourselves. Hey Bumblebee, hey the one that drinks the nectar, the honey of the flowers. So we want to tell to these women of Madhupuri or Mathura that they should be careful, that this Krishna, he does give bliss at the beginning, but little later he is giving up that person. The same is with you. You are drinking the nectar from the flowers, and when you suck it all, what are you doing? You are leaving that flower. So your Prabhu, your friend, he is the same. So we want to tell this sad katha, this sad fact to all the women of Madhupuri, so that they don't end up in such a distress as ourselves. So you should go and tell them this. And not only women of Mathura, the women in whole creation, all of those who start hearing about the qualities, form, pastimes, whoever hears the sound of his flute, that they will first get attracted to Krishna, because he is called Krishna, the one that is attracting and giving bliss, but that ultimately they will all end in distress. We want to tell to all these women. So this kind of bliss is mixed with distress. Distress that's giving bliss. It's not possible to properly express this kind of feeling. This meeting of poison and nectar at the same time. This mixture of poison and nectar. Sometimes there is the greatest bliss, and then the greatest distress comes. Radharani is speaking as if she is losing her mind. From where is she speaking? From which kingdom of feelings is she speaking? Our acharyas, in their commentaries, they are expressing that the ocean is so unsteady, constantly some newer and newer waves are coming. The ocean is roaring, and then it gets pacified, it gets peaceful. But then again, the waves are appearing and they are getting pacified. So acharyas are expressing that the same is happening with Swamini Shri Radharani, Shri Radha Thakurani. Sometimes she is in man, in transcendental anger towards Krishna, and she is finding faults with Krishna. She is speaking about his faults. But then she gets pacified and she speaks in a different way. So these unsteady waves, they are coming and going. So in the same way as the waves of the ocean are bringing different kinds of jewels from the depths of the ocean, in the same way Shri Radharani, in this mood of transcendental anger, she is finding faults of Krishna, she is speaking about it. And only Shri Radharani and her sakis can speak in such a way. Only they are qualified to do so. And actually, while they are chastising Krishna, they are glorifying him. So now Srimati Radharani is expressing such a mood in which she is chastising Krishna. And while she is chastising Krishna, she is actually glorifying him. So she is saying, "Hey, Bumblebee, so I am not jealous towards the women of Mathura. I want to warn them so they don't end up in the same way as us, being submerged in distress." In Sri Gopal Champu, Srimad Jiv Goswami Pad, she has given description that Sri Radharani is saying, "Hey, Bumblebee, that those that went into the thorny forest, they want to warn all the other people. They want to tell everyone, be careful, don't go into that thorny forest, because you can step on those thorns, and it's possible that some of these thorns is carrying some poison. So be careful, don't go there." So if someone is simple and honest, they will warn others. If they know that some forest is thorny, they will tell to everyone else. They will warn them so that they don't get hurt there. This is why they are speaking about that thorny forest, so that others will be warned and they would be careful not to go there. If someone is simple and honest, they will naturally warn others. They will tell them not to go to that thorny forest, so that they don't end up in distress. So Bumblebee, we are not jealous toward those ladies. So we are not jealous as we speak like this. We actually only want to warn them that if they won't be careful, they will end up in greatest distress, as it happened to ourselves. We want to warn them to be careful. So in this shloka, Srimati Radharani says she wants to warn all the others not to end up in this greatest distress after previously being attracted by Sri Krishna and experiencing all bliss. Our Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is expressing how in all creation, as many personalities as they are, that there is no woman that won't be attracted to the dance of Krishna's eyebrows. If any of women sees Krishna at least once, they will naturally become attracted towards him. So he's saying, and we are hearing about this, that Sri Radharani is saying, fear gopis, our mind is very simple. What to say about us? If anyone in all this creation, in all three planetary systems, if any of these women has his darshan, sees him once, hear his laughing at least once, they will naturally become attracted towards him, because he is Krishna. He is one that is attracting. Krish means attraction, and na, it means bliss. It's very simple Bengali. What is he doing? All the women that at least once sees Krishna, he is attracting them all. They get attracted towards Krishna. Here we speak about women, but actually it's women and men. If anyone sees Krishna, hears about his qualities, his form, he hears about his flute, none of them would be able to go far from Krishna. Hey Bumblebee, your Krishna possesses some kind of magic that's attracting everyone. He's as magician. So you came and you want to speak to us about Krishna? Don't touch my feet. Go far away. Hey, you that's drinking the nectar, that honey of the flowers, go away from me. Go far. Go back to Mathura. Oh, I understand. Your friend is so clever. So you are now clever. You are bringing to us the katha about him. The way he is teaching you. He taught you, and now you're speaking to us in this way. Listen, oh, the one that drinks the nectar, the honey of the flowers. Don't you know that your friend, that he put us in distress, and I was in transcendental anger, in man. And what he did? He came and he wanted to touch my feet. So Radharani is telling to Bumblebee how she was in such a great man, transcendental anger, and Krishna came and he wanted to touch her feet. Maharaj is saying that if we go to Varshana, close to Varshana in one village, there is a place called Alta Parvat, Alta Pahar. It means the hill of Alta. Alta means this reddish color that's painted on Radharani's lotus feet. The ones that haven't been there can go and have the darshan of that place. Sri Radharani was in such a great transcendental anger towards Krishna, she didn't want to look at him even. She would turn her head away from him. She was sitting with her feet on one side and her head turned on the other side. She didn't want to look at Krishna. And what did Krishna do, seeing Radharani sitting in such a mood, in such a way there at that hill? He has put alta, this reddish color, at her lotus feet. So now the name of that hill is Altapar, or the hill where this pastime of Krishna putting alta of this reddish color at Radharani's lotus feet. Until today, still, there are impressions of Radharani's lotus feet there. So Radharani was in man, in transcendental anger towards Krishna, and he was holding her lotus feet. So why did you come? Sri Radharani is telling to Bumblebee, why did you come to us? You are thinking that we are cowherd girls, we are forest dwellers. That we don't have lots of knowledge. Hey Bumblebee, you're thinking that this Rama Devi coming from Vaikuntha, meaning Lakshmi Devi, that she is intelligent because she came to worship Krishna's lotus feet in Vraj? But listen, oh Bumblebee, oh the one that drinks the nectar, the honey of the lotus flowers, actually, we think that Lakshmi Devi is not intelligent. She is very simple-minded, she is honest, and she came to worship Krishna. But actually, she is not intelligent. Everyone thinks that the poor persons are not intelligent, but those that are wealthy, that they are very intelligent. But actually, it's not like that. You are thinking that we are not intelligent, but Lakshmi Devi is intelligent. It's not like that. So when Srimati Radharani was in transcendental anger in man, Krishna came and he wanted to touch her feet, and Sri Radharani told, go, go away, don't touch me. So someone can think, why does Krishna, the Supreme Lord, wants to touch Radharani's lotus feet? Those who are without jealousy, as all the sadhus, Vaishnavas, we should hear Bhagavatam and we should hear the meaning of it. We should hear the conclusions of Shastra in their association. If someone only gets knowledge, they may get like on ego, becoming proud that they get the knowledge, but they won't understand properly, studying on their own. So it should be understood that Sri Radha and Krishna, they are one soul, ekatma. Srimati Radharani, why did she come from Sri Krishna? She appeared, she came to give bliss, to give bliss to Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, they're not different. They're one. And for relishing Leela, they are taking two forms. Shri Krishna is touching Shri Radharani, but it means that Shri Krishna is touching his own transcendental body. There is so much to be understood here. If there is no mercy of the Lord, we won't be able to gain complete and proper understanding. Gyan Das, the Vaishnava poet, he's a great poet. We were hearing his poems. They're very rasic. It's very hard to understand, means it's describing hard topics. So he wrote these shlokas, and we are hearing about them. That in so many places, Shri Krishna, in a very humble mood, prays to Srimati Radharani. The poet Gyanadasji is saying, "Hey Radhe, life after life, I wish to worship you. He has described so much, but you can understand Bengali. These shlokas are written in Bengali. So in this way, Shri Krishna, holding the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, he's praying to her. Once she told her, "Hey Radhe, the way I love you, it's not possible to describe in words." They are endless bhaktas of mine. If they glorify you, if they call your name, "Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe," my mind gets absorbed wherever I hear your name, "Hey Radhe," I get absorbed in it. If any of my bhaktas calls you, "Hey Radhe," my minds go there immediately. So the Lord himself is saying that he gets attracted when he gets to hear Shri Radharani's name. He becomes completely absorbed in it. So our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, they are saying it's not easy to understand topics of Radharani. When them, themselves are starting to describe the glories of Radharani in their shastras, in their scriptures, they are praying, Hey Radhe, how would I be able to write about these topics? As little child is speaking its broken first words to his parents, they are, the parents are accepting those words and hearing them in bliss. So Sri Sanatana Goswami is praying in such a way, Please Radha, accept these words of mine as the parents are accepting the words of their little children. When the child is calling its parents in those first sweet broken words, and the parents are very pleased with such a sweet words. So, Hey Radhe, how shall I be able to write about you? Please accept these words of mine as the parents are in bliss accepting the words of their little children. I'm trying to write about you. I'm writing about these topics that's actually not possible to express, to describe completely and properly. So Srimati Radharani's tattva is very secret, very hidden. Our acharyas are saying that this mood of Radharani, this mood of Chitra Jalpa, then further on Sanjalpa Bhav, all these different kinds of speech, there are so many descriptions in Shastra, our acharyas are saying, but that as many moods as they actually exist explained in the Shastras, these kind of deep moods, still they are not completely and properly described. Such descriptions don't exist. So Srimati Radharani is expressing her lamentation while speaking to Bumblebee and actually indirectly speaking to Uddhavji. So in this great divine mood of Sri Radharani is very, very hard to understand. It's hard even to describe it. What to say about understanding it? So Srimati Radharani is describing all these topics one by one. She speaks to Bumblebee and indirectly speaking to Uddhavji. She is expressing it through all these different kinds of speeches. Hey Bumblebee, O friend of the cheater, you are coming to us, you want to speak to us about something? We have told you how much he is unthankful.
Bolimopi,
Hearing this shloka, Sri Uddhavji Maharaj, he who is so knowledgeable, knowing all the Shastra, but when Radharani says this, when she says, O Bumblebee, you have come and you want to speak to us about him, meaning to speak about Sri Krishna, but we actually already know all of his leelas. We are already aware of all his cleverness. Hey, Bumblebee, he has done so much of offenses. It's described in the Shastra. When he came as Ramachandra, in order to save his own wife, to protect his own sense gratification, he has killed the king of monkeys, Bali. He has killed him while hiding beside a tree. Desiring to protect his own wife in order to associate and enjoy with his own wife, he has hidden beside the tree and he has killed the king of monkeys, Bali. Hey, Bumblebee, again and again Radharani is giving this example, how actually Krishna, hiding beside the tree, he has killed the king of the monkeys, Bali, and that's something that's actually forbidden in the Shastra, to kill someone by hiding. The gopis are saying that they don't know Shastra, but in actuality now Sri Radharani is now giving all these examples from different yugas, from Treta Yuga, etc. Uddhavji was amazed how actually Sri Radharani, how she is knowledgeable in all the Shastras. And further on, Sri Radharani is speaking. And not only that, hearing the glories of Sri Ramachandra, the sister of Ravana, Surpanaka, she came desiring to associate in a loving mood with Sri Ramachandra. Actually, it's not possible to find faults in Krishna, in the Supreme Lord. But being in the kingdom of her different moods, Sri Radharani is finding reasons to find faults with Krishna and to chastise him. So she is saying that Surpanaka, being attracted to Sri Ramachandra, she went to him and she told, O Lord, I'm attracted to you, please marry me. Please accept me in this loving mood. And what did he do? Sri Ramachandra told to his brother, to Lakshman, to cut her nose and ears, and he have sent her away. Uddhavji was amazed. He was speechless. I came to give knowledge to Sri Radharani and the gopis, but actually there is no meaning of my knowledge in front of the gopis, in front of Radharani. It's meaningless. Further on, she spoke even about Satya Yuga. Sri Radharani is giving example how taking form of Vamana Dev in such attractive form of the child of a dwarf, taking such a form, he attracted everyone and he went to Bali Maharaj, who was doing yagya at that time. So he asked simply about 3 steps of land. He was begging from him, from Bali Maharaj, please give me only 3 steps of land. This is what he told, what Vamanadev told Bali Maharaj. There are so many descriptions of this Leela in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have all heard about it. So Bali Maharaj took Sankalpa, he promised that he will give those 3 steps of land. And see, Sri Radharani is saying, how clever he is, your friend. He's such a cheater that in a cheating moon he told. He was asking simply for 3 steps of land. As Bali Maharaj promised to give those 3 steps of land, Shivamanadev, from that dwarf form, he took a form of a giant. Bali Maharaj was very dharmic, supremely dharmic person, like following dharma, meaning that he properly followed all the dharmas. He ended up not having where to put his 3rd step, Shivamanadev's 3rd step. So hearing all these descriptions of Sri Radharani, he was amazed, he was speechless. He was amazed. He was thinking there is no comparison with the knowledge that Sri Radharani has. It's not possible to compare the shyness of the sun with a simple lamp. Sri Uddhavji was considering, I actually came here to tell conclusions of Shastra to Sri Radharani and to pacify her. But actually now I'm seeing that my knowledge is nothing in comparison with her knowledge, with Radharani's knowledge. So Sri Radharani was speaking how actually now describing Shivamana Dev Leela, how he was stepping through all the universe until Patala, etc. And Bali Maharaj didn't have where to put, where to place the third place of Vamana Dev, and he placed it on his own head. So Sri Radharani speaks about Krishna as the one who is remaining indebted, but actually there is no question of Krishna ever being indebted to anyone, in truth. So Sri Radharani is telling to Bumblebee, you are wishing to speak to us about your friend Cheater, but we already know everything about him. All his leelas, we are aware of them. Why we would hear about it? You are considering, why are we hearing katha of your friend Cheater if it's giving us so much distress? That's your question, oh Bumblebee? But actually Sri Radharani is saying, I cannot give you the answer. I cannot give you the answer. Why are we hearing about this Cheater Krishna? Only thing that I can say, that there is some great bliss that this katha is giving us. There is some great magic in these topics of Krishna that's attracting us, giving us bliss. So we are not able to stop hearing about it. I'm not able to tell you what kind of magic, what kind of power is there within Krishna's katha. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that there is such a great power in Krishna katha that if someone hears Krishna katha even once, that they will be completely absorbed in Krishna. So we are going to hear about this katha tomorrow. We are going to continue hearing these topics of Brahmar Gita that we have heard today. We are going to continue hearing tomorrow morning. Saying Radhe Radhe to everyone, we are concluding our katha here. By tomorrow.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hori Hori.